Welcome, movie watchers, to my podcast, 20th Century Talks, where I break down and review your favorite movie series. And today, we're talking about National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, and there is a spoiler warning. There will be spoilers. And with that, let's get started with the breakdown. So, 5 days after the Civil War ended, I'm assuming we're in the North, they don't specifically say it, but there's like fireworks, everyone's celebrating, and a mustache man and his friend walk into a bar. And they meet up with Thomas Gates and his son, and the two men need a code cracked. The mustache man has to go do something or other, and he leaves his friend behind. The mustache man turns out to be John Wilkes Booth. He goes, kills Lincoln, and then he runs off. So Thomas Gates figures out the code that they needed cracked, and it turns out that it's a treasure map. Kind of sounds familiar. Anyway, the mustache man slash John Wilkes Booth friend turns out to be a traitor in the war, and then he does the obvious thing that you do for someone that just answered a very important question for you. He shoots them, but before Thomas dies, he puts the code into the fire. But John's friend, the guy that was shooting Thomas, pulls it out of the fire before it completely burns, but some of it did burn a little bit. So the friend leaves, and Thomas Gates tells his son the debt that all men pay, and then he dies. Now back in real-time life, Benjamin Gates is given a speech about John Wilkes Booth, but a man named Mr. Wilkins turns out he has a page from the notebook, and he stands up from the crowd and tells him that he has the missing page that was put in the fire that night, but was retrieved. And it has a list of all, like, the people involved with Lincoln's killing on it, and Thomas Gates' name is on it. Mr. Wilkins says that his grandfather told him that Thomas Gates was, like, the mastermind, like, the Mr. Oceans. I've never actually seen that, but like the mastermind behind the Lincoln assassination. And so they see if the page fits into the diary, and it does absolutely perfectly. Now we cut to Riley, who's signing his books that he wrote about, like, secret government conspiracies and, like, codes and all that kind of stuff. And so he wrote that, like, in between the first and the second movie, right? And so he's at the bookstore, and he's signing books, but he's not really signing books because no one knows who the heck he is. And so Riley goes home, and Ben's sitting on his front porch. And Ben is living with his dad, and he tells Riley what's happened, and Ben has to clear Thomas Gates' name because, well, the movie goes in way more detail, and I'm too lazy to really do that. And so the only way that they decide to clear Thomas Gates' name is to find the treasure. So Riley and Ben go to Abigail's house to steal her security pass so they can look at the new page, but Abigail comes home and she busts them. But Ben and Abigail make a deal, and they all look at the page, and they find a secret code on the back that was smudged on the back from the page behind the new found page, which isn't confusing, but the code means Statue of Liberty. So Ben and Riley go to the Statue of Liberty, but there's actually three, so they go to the one in Paris, France, and they find a clue on the Statue of Liberty, and the clue is to go to one of these two identical desks called the Resolute Desks, and one of them is in Buckingham Palace. Back at home in the U.S., Wilkins, who's the guy that found the page, attacks Ben's dad, and they hack his phone so they can listen to his calls and see the messages he gets. And Ben calls his dad, and Wilkins is listening. And Ben tells his dad that they're going to Buckingham Palace to look at that desk, right? And Abigail shows up at the Buckingham Palace and wants to help, but Ben doesn't want her help. And they make, like, a fake scene, like they're pretending to argue and all this stuff. So eventually security comes and they put them in, like, this little basement area for, like, people who are misbehaving, I guess. So Ben and Abigail are in timeout, and while they're in there, Ben like, fills Abigail in on what's going on. They eventually get out, and they go to the desk, and they find some wood, like this really old piece of wood in the desk, and it has Native American writing on it. And Riley, Ben, and Abigail leave. Riley was just there, like, hacking the doors and looking at the security cameras and telling where everybody was. When they go outside, they spot Wilkins' men, and apparently he just has men now. And Wilkins' men are outside waiting for Riley, Abigail, and Ben. And eventually they get into a car chase, like you do. And so Ben knows that he's not going to be able to get away from these people because they're shooting at him, right? But Ben runs through a red light in his car, right? And the traffic cam takes a picture, and Ben holds the wood up to the picture, and then he throws it, the piece of wood, into a river so he can later get the picture, and he asks Riley to hack it. So Wilkins stops chasing them, and they eventually get the wood from the river. Riley gets the picture from the traffic cam, and they go to Ben's mom's for translation. She works at, I think it's the University of Maryland. So they go, and she translated, and it translates to a treasure map, and it's like the city of gold. But the mom tells them that they only have half the treasure map, so the other half has to be in the second Resolute desk, which is in the Oval Office in the White House. Wilkins figures out that he only has half of the piece of wood, right? But he'll steal it from Ben when he gets it, he decides. So Abigail and Ben go to the White House during this Easter event, and they manage to get into the Oval Office, but where the wood should be, there's not. There's just this weird government seal. And Riley tells the team, Dad, Ben, Riley, and Abigail, about the secret book. And he wrote about it in his book that he was signing earlier, and that seal is for that secret president book. The book is written by presidents for presidents only. So it has all kinds of, like, secret info, like Area 51 or, like, missing footage or, like, is this real and all that kind of stuff, right? So Ben goes to the FBI and he asks if the book is real. So him and an FBI agent leave because the FBI agent can't, like, legally tell him that it's real because he's, like, on duty, I guess. So they leave, and now he's just talking to him one-on-one, and the FBI guy says that it's real. And he has to talk to the president to figure out where this book is, or if the book is really real, because obviously this guy has never personally seen it. But, so Ben realizes that he has to kidnap the president of the United States. So the team calls the White House staff and makes sure that they book Mount Vernon for the president's birthday party, and they also, like, book other things that the White House was planning to take the party, just to make sure that they do go to Mount Vernon, right? And Ben sneaks into the party and shows the president a secret map that he found of underground tunnels under Mount Vernon. So Ben and the president find this, like, secret passages that they were looking for, and they go into this one after, like, opening this secret door, and the president and Ben go inside, and the Secret Service are still outside, and Ben closes the door and, like, locks it, I guess you could say. So Ben talks to the president one-on-one, and the president says that the book is real, and it's in the Library of Congress. So Riley, Ben, and Abigail go to the Library of Congress and find the secret book. In the book, there's this picture of that piece of wood that they were looking for, and it says that the wood's destroyed. And it turns out that Mount Rushmore actually hides the city of gold that they're looking for. So the FBI is now after Ben for, I don't know, maybe kidnapping the president. And they're in the Library of Congress. So Ben takes a picture of that picture of wood that's destroyed that they need. And he sends the pic to his dad. But Wilkin hacked the phone, so Wilkin has the picture now too. Ben calls his dad and tells him to go to his mom for translation of the wood, but Wilkin can hear that too. So Riley, Abigail, and Ben get away from the FBI and from the Library of Congress. Wilkin goes to Ben's mom for translating, but his dad gets there just after Wilkin. So Wilkins hides and tells the mom that if she doesn't lie about the translation to the dad, he's going to kill him. And so the mom lies to the dad, and the dad leaves. Wilkin comes out, and he burns this letter from Queen Victoria to the Confederates. And the wood helps explain the letter, and the letter has, like, more codes and stuff to it. And so he burns it, obviously, right? And so Wilkin takes the mom with him. Wilkin takes the mom, and his men are with him too, and they all go to Mount Rushmore. But Riley, Abigail, Ben, and the dad are all waiting for them. And Ben makes a deal with Wilkin. And the deal is, if Wilkin gets the discovery and the credit that he found that treasure, but Ben gets to clear Thomas Gates' name. So Wilkin agrees. So our team and the mom and Wilkin go to this rock behind Mount Rushmore. I've actually been to this place. It's not behind Mount Rushmore at all. I think it's at a state park, and we went there, and the rock's really cool. It's just like this giant rock, and you can climb all over it. It's really cool. There's like people fishing by it all the time. It's a really cool place if you get to go. It's fun. And they find the entrance to the City of Gold in this rock, right? But the entrance collapses right after the group goes in, and Riley, Abigail, and Ben, and Wilkin fall on this like giant seesaw sort of a thing. So, like, if they're all on one side, it's going to tip, and then they fall down, and they all die, right? But Mom and Dad didn't fall, and they look for another way out. So, Riley, Ben, Abigail, and Wilkin manage to get off this giant seesaw, and they find the City of Gold. And they reunite with their mom and their dad, but water starts filling up the City of Gold that they're in, because it's deeper, and it's, like, on a lake. The rock's, like, on a lake, pretty much. The group does manage to find a way out, but someone has to stay behind and hold the door open. And if they do that, they're going to drown and die. But this something breaks, people get like flooded under the door, and it's like open, it's super weird and chaotic. But Wilkin ends up holding the door open, and everybody else gets out. So the group gets credit, and they all make sure that Wilkin does get credit too for finding the City of Gold. The president pardons Ben for the kidnapping, and he lies that it wasn't actually a kidnapping. Like, the tunnel collapsed a little bit and whatever, right? And Ben and Abigail get back together, and Mom and Dad lead, like, a team of archaeologists in, like, recovering the City of Gold. So, like, it can be documented and stuff. And it's a happy ending. Now, after that long, long, long breakdown's over, let's do the review. It was a really good movie. It might have not sounded so good just like hearing it from a second person, but it's a really good movie. It has a 36% on the tomato meter, which is like the Rotten Tomatoes rating stuff. I do think that Wilkin is a better villain than Ian. Ian was the villain in the last movie. If you haven't seen that, it should be the episode right before this one. Check that out too. But Wilkin is much more clever and more like, okay, I'm going to steal it once Ben gets it. So he works much smarter than harder. But Ian is just like, oh, there's Ben, shoot him and then grab it and let's go. Or we'll race him to it and we'll hopefully just get it before he does. You know what I mean? So Ian definitely gives Ben more of a chance. Where Wilkin knows Ben's going to get it, but then he just takes it, you know? There's a lot of like unnecessary clues, and the whole like when Wilkin hacked Dad's phone like so we could see the message and stuff, that felt like really cheap, like such an easy way to explain all kinds of different stuff, and it felt super unrealistic like that. Like, I know lots of you have to be like rolling your eyes right now, like, oh well, there's a big tunnel under a rock that nobody knew about. Yeah, but like, I don't know if that's there or not. We don't know yet, right? But, like, can you hack someone's phone and see all their messages, right? Like, that just seemed very cheap and, like, an easy way to explain all that stuff. I felt like it was kind of dumb. The movie did get kind of long after a while. That's one of my only complaints. but I would give it probably 3.5 stars. It's not a must-see, but it is still good. But the first is definitely better. This definitely screams like, okay, this is a sequel. This is us trying to do what we did last time, right? And that never really goes that good. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to hit my first 50 listeners, so a follow and a share would mean so much. I write all my own episodes, but the music is by Kevin MacLeod. If you want more of me, I'm on TikTok at TH3InvisibleMan. And that's the International Treasure. The next episode, we'll be talking about another movie series. If you want to have some input on what that movie series should be, check out the description or just underneath the episode. Hopefully, I can put a little survey question in there. Well, until next time, I'll see you later.